Governor J.B. Pritzker's expansion of 1B eligibility for the COVID-19 vaccine takes effect today. In addition to conditions like obesity, cancer, and diabetes, pregnant women are now also able to get the shot. But should they? The answer is complex. WCBU's Tim Shelley spoke with Dr. Michael Lenardi, a maternal and fetal medicine specialist at OSF St. Francis Medical Center, about the potential pros and cons.
One of the comorbidities that makes an otherwise typical patient higher risk for having complications is pregnancy. So yes, most women who are pregnant, if they were to get COVID, would do fine and not have any adverse consequences. But we know that if we compare pregnant women to identical non-pregnant counterparts, say identical twins, one's pregnant, one's not, both get COVID, the pregnant patient is about three times more likely to be admitted to the hospital, three times more likely to need to be in an intensive care unit, a couple of times more likely to be on a ventilator, and actually 1.5 times more likely to die than the non-pregnant person. As far as any medication in pregnancy goes, it's always important to say, what are the risks of the medication, but what are the risks of the disease if we don't treat it, right? There are not human studies of safety in pregnancy for the vaccine, but what most of your listeners probably don't know is that no drug is tested for safety in human pregnancy, because we can't figure out an ethical way to do that.
The fact that no medication really is tested in clinical studies on pregnant women specifically, I think it's an interesting point. And I believe Dr. Fauci said they were now aware of 20,000 pregnant women who had gotten the vaccine and hadn't had any major complications. Is that correct?
That number will change every day. If you look at frontline healthcare workers, the people at the bedside, they're overwhelmingly reproductive age women. So there's an awful lot of pregnant women who have been immunized because they work in healthcare. And there's not been any increased risk or incidence of side effects or from the vaccine. You know, I think that one of the normal human nature kinds of concerns, and one of the reasons why moms are so amazing, is, you know, there's a concern about birth defects, for example. We know that development of the fetus when birth defects can happen is a short period of time, really early in the first trimester. So patients who are getting immunized after 16 weeks and pregnancy is 40 weeks long, all the organs are formed. They just need to develop and become bigger and that sort of thing. So vaccines administered later aren't going to cause birth defects, as an example. And, you know, it's a personal decision, but I think an important consideration is, do I want to wait till 100,000 or a million people have had the vaccine who are pregnant? Optimally, yes. But what happens to me if I get COVID prior to that threshold being reached?
You mentioned like 16 weeks, right around that mark is when organs are fully developed. So let's say a mother is 8 weeks. So should she consider getting the vaccine now when it's available, or should she say, I'm going to wait a few weeks on this?
So that's a great question, and not a simple answer, because there's a lot of moving pieces there. What I would say to a patient who asked me that is, I would encourage you to look at, what is your risk? Getting vaccinated does not eliminate the need for masking, social distancing, hand hygiene, and that sort of thing. The person needs to figure out what their individual risk profile is and what their risk tolerance is. And the patient may say, you know what, I'm able to control my risk, and I would personally feel more comfortable waiting till 14 or 16 weeks. And I would say that I think that's very appropriate. I wouldn't disagree with it. But the additional factor that is clearly changing every day is, if there's vaccine available today, will there necessarily be vaccine supply available to you when you get to the point in pregnancy that you're comfortable getting vaccinated with? And I don't think we know that for sure. So I think it makes it a really difficult decision for families and pregnant women.
1B vaccine eligibility for pregnant women varies by community. The Tri-County area is not expanding eligibility yet, citing vaccine shortages.